O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout aloud for the rock of our salvation. Some say this world of trouble is the only one we need. But I'm waiting for that morning when the new world is revealed. Psalm 68. Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Exalt him who rides upon the heavens. Yahweh is his name. Rejoice before him. Father of orphans, defender of widows. God gives the solitary a home and brings forth prisoners into freedom. But the rebels shall live in dry places. They see your procession, O God, your procession into the sanctuary, my God and my King. The singers go before, musicians follow after, in the midst of maidens playing upon the hand drums. Bless God in the congregation, bless the Lord, you that are the foundation of Israel. How wonderful is God in his holy places. The God of Israel giving strength and power to his people. Blessed be God. Some say this world of trouble is the only one we need, but I'm waiting for that morning when the new world is revealed. A reading from the first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 1, beginning at verse 10. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of our God and Father. Knowing, beloved brethren, your election by God. For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance, as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, with joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became examples to all in Macedonia and Achaia who believe. For from you the word of the Lord has sounded forth, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith toward God has gone out, so that we do not need to say anything. For they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. This is the word of the Lord. Julian of Norwich, a 14th century woman, wrote about a vision she had in the midst of suffering. What? Do you wish to know your Lord's meaning in this thing? Know it well. Love was his meaning. Who reveals it to you? Love. What did he reveal to you? Love. Why does he reveal it to you? For love. Remain in this, and you will know more of the same. Let us pray. Father, as we have just celebrated the resurrection of your Son, and yet today feels like it has over these last few days and weeks of what is going to come next, God, we pray that we will know your love in an ever-increasing, more beautiful way. God, we pray for your presence to be so real and felt by all of us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we lift to you all those that are working for our good, for our care, for our health, and for our nation. God, we pray that people will be seeking you out in new and incredible ways. In this time of isolation, we pray that all of us will know the peace of your presence, and that we will know that we are not alone. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for the places in this world that are really going to struggle, that do not have the equipment or the preparation that we here in our own nation have had. God, we pray for your hand of deliverance. We pray for your hand of protection. And God, I pray that they will be looked after well. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we bring all our prayers to you in the words that Christ our Savior has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. God of heaven and earth, help us to live in this world faithfully guided by your love, which manifests itself in our love toward one another. Prepare for us for that great getting up morning when your new world is fully revealed. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Amen.